1, Sheriff.
I have a letter dated June 25th, 2020 from our attorney, Travis Elliott, and approve the application as to form. I guess this is for any surplus that the feds have, and they might, they could donate to our sheriff's department.
Surplus that the feds have?
Yeah.
And they can
small donate. Arms or maybe ammunition, whatever, if they have surplus.
Okay, thank you for the explanation. I wondered.
Move to approve the application for law enforcement support office programs between law enforcement support office and Hayne County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Glass Guru Proposal Number 20-072. Clerk. I have a letter dated June 25th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the proposal as to form. This is for, what, 5 glass virus shield protectors at $315 apiece, totaling $1,575.
Move to approve the purchase proposal by and between Glass Guru and Hayne County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Willa Williams with the University of Missouri Extension in Taney County. I had a pretty busy weekend. I hope you guys had a good one too. As you can see here, we have our junior firefighters. I know I talk about them a lot, but it's a great program, and the kids actually passed all their practical skills this past Saturday, along with help from the Central Taney County Fire District, and we also went to the Skyline Fire Station and finished all that up. So the kids were wearing their self-contained breathing apparatus. They were able to don their gear, put on their gear in under a minute. One kid actually did it in 37 seconds and passed. So it's really impressive, but not just the fire suppression skills, but also the character development and the leadership that these youth learn. So this Tuesday, they're going to do their written test, and then they'll pass the basic firefighter course. And this is not a youth firefighter course. This is actually the one that adults take. So after they graduate, they turn 18, they'll be able to join the fire department or any fire department. So part of that, too, is I've done the MyPI program. You've probably heard of that, My Preparedness Initiative. And we were one of the test counties or pilot counties in Missouri. We're still going on with that, but there's a new program called Ready in the Middle, which we prepare middle schoolers up to teenagers to be prepared for any sort of disasters. That's just a 2-class period program, but the kids also have to do a family communication plan and a family emergency supply kit. And I've actually been appointed the state program leader of Ready in the Middle. And I've been working with FEMA to also have programs for even younger kids and reading books along with that. So since we haven't been at summer school or haven't been at after school programs or out of school programs, I'm putting together a lot of kits. So just preparing for the fall and for the next year if we can't go in and actually do in-person programs, teachers, after school leaders can check out these kits. I'm going to put a reading book in each one of the kits, like the rockets that I talk about or the soils that I talk about, so they can check those out and use them in their own classrooms. I could talk about a lot more. I've done a lot of videos. We've had virtual camp with 4-H, and so I did a video for virtual camp each week. We had virtual bonfires. And we also have a Canvas course that we're getting through the university that every project in 4-H is going to be online. So even when we meet in person, they can still do online if they want to, if they don't have a leader. And so I'm working on some of those modules as well. You know, our business office, our business specialist, they've offered a lot of webinars. Barb, you know, she can't go into schools, but she has helped a lot with CAM, Salvation Army Senior Center, especially when we're talking about food distribution and being there to help out and making sure people get correct nutrition. Which she has joined us at the fire station, and she talked about dehydration with the kids. And just in a couple of times with those kids and meeting with them, I asked what they wanted for lunch. We were there all day long. They said, we want water and we want fruits. And someone else brought some cupcakes. They didn't even touch the cupcakes, which was great. I think when Barb does those lessons, the kids really listen. Going to agronomy, Tim always has a lot to share, but most people ask about the private applicator training. So they still have online sessions, like Zoom sessions. I think the next is July 14th. They can call our office to learn about that. And then there's also the DVD at home that they can do as well. We do have a new specialist, Amber Allen. She's just waiting to provide more in-person programs in Taney County as soon as she can, but there's a lot of public places that aren't open yet to even house these programs. So any questions? I'm learning to go really fast.
You did good.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Let's see.
We'll be in recess. I have 9:28 a.m. We'll recess till 10 a.m. and we're scheduled for executive session 610-0211 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.